understands a cottage deserted and alone, where the rocks and the mountains was all overgrown. Yonder stands a cottage with a blood stain on the floor. Alas, it is the lifeblood of Fair Fanny Morn. Fair Fanny was blooming when her true lovers came. They offered Fair Fanny their wealth and their fame. But the wealth and the riches they failed to allure upon the burning bosom of Fair Fanny Morn. First was young Henry of a lower degree. He offered Fair Fanny his hand and his plea. So hand in hand together to the altar they did go. Was on the burning bosom of Fair Fanny Morn. Fair Fanny was setting in her cottage one day. Some business had called her kind husband away. The next was young Randall, who meandered at the door. And cast in his arms was that Fair Fanny Morn. Now then, dear Fanny, reflect upon my fate. Accept of my offer before it is too late. For there's one thing certain, this night I will secure the love of the life of the Fair Fanny Morn. Go spare me, go spare me, dear Fanny, she cried, for I am not fit nor prepared for to die. Oh, go ye yonder to a land that is rest, and he buried his knife in her snowy white breast. Young Randall the haughty, he was taken and tried. Poor Fanny, she died in her beauty and pride. Young Randall the haughty was hung o'er the door for shedding the lifeblood of Fair Fanny Morn.